So, you know, I took today off because my dad's still dying. And I spent the whole day cleaning, which means I went through the hall closet. I went through all my clothes to get rid of stuff that I don't wear anymore, that I've lost weight and doesn't fit anymore. I have 7 bags of clothes to donate, and I'm not done
Holy
yet.
Holy shit.
I just stuff, like, I had some things in boxes, you know?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of clothes. I just turned my gain up. My level was looking kind of low. Hopefully it's better now.
The problem is going to be you're going to keep moving it closer and further from
I'm going to try to not.
So here's what happened. Becca lost part of her mic stand, so she's just holding the mic in front of her face because it was going to take 8 hours to go downstairs and get a mic stand and a mic.
It's and not a recording that simple. In her face. It's that I would have had to set up a mic stand in my office, which I don't want to do, and set up a recording interface. I don't have all the necessary dongles to even use that recording
you
interface.
You got dongles
with this
left and right. We all know it. You're a dongle-rich home.
I don't have dongles all
You're
over the place.
You're going to tell me David doesn't sleep in a bed
like,
of dongles
It's like
every
10
night.
O'clock at night, and I'm just the most tired I've ever been in my entire life.
Can't skip lunch, Becca. You can't. All right, so we're gonna try it. We're gonna see how it goes. But Becca's arm's gonna get tired in about 15 minutes, so she'll be like, "Listen, I can't record this long.
Can't skip lunch. No, I'm gonna be fine.
Can't skip podcast.
Can't skip lunch."
But yeah, so I did a bunch of cleaning, just a ton. I found all sorts of old IDs. You know, so those are terrible pictures to see. I sent them to Chris. They liked them, but. For me, felt a little awkward.
Why?
I don't know. Old pictures in my face. I used to have terrible skin. Like, I'm talking about high school. Like, I think in the first one I was 16, and in the second one, 17. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Do you like pictures of yourself from that age?
No.
I don't like pictures of you from that age either.
I don't think you've seen many pictures of me from that age.
Yeah, you look like you're in the Young Republicans Club.
I do look like I thought that, like, I looked like someone who was, like, you know, politically I'm pro-choice, but personally I'm pro-life.
Yeah, just for me.
For me.
I think what I think is correct for everyone. Just personally, I believe that I'm always right about everything.
I think that everybody should do what I do, personally.
I'm going to send Becca a tweet. And she's going to read it and laugh.
All right, I'm ready.
So the tweet
right.
is a picture from Tumblr. And it's the Goosebumps font, but it says Boosgumps. And underneath it says, "Reader be weeder, you're in for a skeeter." And Becca loves that kind of shit.
Just, I didn't even need the caption. You could have sent me a tweet that just said Boosgumps.
When I see words like that, I think Becca's going to fucking love this. And I'm always right.
Boosgumps. That's anytime. So, like, David's mom is always like, "I don't know how you get him to smile so big for pictures. He never smiles like that when we take pictures. The secret
is... You say it's because he hates you.
No. The secret is right before we take a picture, anytime I need him to laugh, I say something so stupid, not even funny, just stupid. So for a while there, it was Susan G. Komen in your mouth.
That's a good one. I support
and...
that.
Does the podcast know the origin story of Susan G. Komen in your mouth?
I don't know. I don't know if we brought up Susan G. Komen in your mouth on the podcast before.
We went wine tasting in Napa.
We all three shared a hotel room. They made me sleep in the middle.
Yep. And we were back at the hotel after a full day of wine tasting and dinner, and it was a wonderful day. That was so much fun.
It was really good. That was a good day.
And this was back in 2019. And the TV was on in the hotel, and you know how it's like hotel TV cable. And a Susan G. Komen ad comes on, and Jess is just laying there on her iPad, like, doing something else, and just goes, more like Susan G. Komen your mouth.
Because it's a terrible foundation.
It is. And so, if you don't know, listeners, it's one of, like, the worst charities in terms of taking profit, like, off of the top of donations. So
it's true.
But then we tweeted it from JessBot's Twitter. So it looked like JessBot just had, like, a sentient thought. Susan G. Komen your mouth. And so for like a year, that was the thing I would say when I needed David to laugh for a picture. And now it's Bees-Churger. Because
cheeseburger.
Have you seen the picture of Bees-Churger?
I don't think so.
There was just a picture on Twitter, no context, and it was just an inverted cheeseburger. So it's just like yeah, like exactly what you would think, and the tweet just said Bees-Churger.
And
a few weeks ago, no, it was a few months ago. This would have been before October. I don't know what time is anymore. We were laying in bed and the TV was on and he was talking to me about something. I don't know, but I wasn't listening. And I just start cracking up laughing and like hadn't had anything to drink, wasn't under the influence, just started crying laughing, like to the point where I couldn't speak. I was just crying, laughing so hard by myself. And he goes, what? And I just go, Bees-Churger. And he goes, what? Because he didn't know. And so I had to pull it up. And so now anytime we're like, I'm like taking a selfie, like I'm pretty sure my very favorite picture of us that I took in when we were in the mountains for our anniversary, and like look with all the fall picture fall colors in the background, we're taking a selfie, and right as I'm taking the picture, I just go, say Bees-Churger, and he, like, smiles so big.
It's the happiest he's ever been.
I sent that picture to his mom, and she was like, what a big smile.
Look at my little guy, he's so happy. I wasn't going to tell her, like,
it's because of Bees-Churger.
That is that kind of humor that makes me think of the picture of a guy, and underneath is just the word Dave. But it's vibrating. It's in all caps. There's clearly space between each letter, and the letters are vibrating. Dave.
It's so good. It's the caption of that is like, this is the type of humor that like Gen Z and no other generation likes.
But here me and Becca, like, oh, that's our shit.
So I can
You're
be
not
both.
Gen Z. No.
Yes. Yes. No. Because some people say millennials cut off at 95 and other people say 96. I can go between the two.
Here's the thing about the different generations. We're all going to die within 5 years, so it doesn't matter. What? You knew that. I used to whisper that to you all the time.
Here's a fun fact. I've been talking in my sleep a lot lately, more than normal. I always like knew I did randomly. Just nonsense. Just like total nonsense. So this morning when we were waking up, I was like, did I talk in my sleep last night? And he was like, no. And he goes, actually, now that I think of it,
no.
Yes. Well, no. Well, I was just going to say, it's always nonsense. And in my dream, I had like a two level dream where I was dreaming about something and then woke up, but still in the dream, like dreaming I was in bed, and David was like, you're talking in your sleep. But then I woke up for real and he was asleep, and I was like,
what's going on? I've been having dreams about my dad dying, which I don't remember if I tweeted or not. I think I did tweet it. But like, I keep having these dreams where we're going to see him in the hospital because he's dying, but he's there with us going to the hospital, which is confusing. And then like, we get there and he dies, and then I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I look at my phone, fully expecting a text message that he died, and they're just like, oh, he's getting better. And then I look at the chart and it's like, actually, he's stable and terrible, but he's stable at least.
Yeah. That was the impression that my med school friend got when she read his chart. Just like, looks bad. not getting
I can
worse.
I give her the login, you know, if she wants. It's Becca knows, but it's been killing me because my brother and my sister, one of my sisters, not vaccinated, and I'm so angry at them because there's a chance that they gave it to him. It's not likely, but there's a chance. But also, they just question everything the doctors are doing. Like, they spent 5 minutes on Google or like, actually, that's lowering his platelet count. That's bad. And it's like, okay, you're not a doctor. You're barely a school psychologist. Like, just shut up. Let the doctors worry about it. And I'm so glad they're not the ones talking to the doctors. Because, as your friend said, like, she would just be like, abso-fucking-lutely not, go away. But she has to be nice to them, because they're family.
No, like, doctors are pretty much done being nice to family. Like,
good.
Especially when family, like, comes in and tries to tell them what to do. Like, they had a woman who was 70, unvaccinated, was, like, on a ventilator, and the, like, nothing was really working, and they wanted, like, the family started suggesting all these crazy experimental drugs, and the doctor was like, so my friend was just like shadowing a doctor. She's a she's like in her her rounds, or whatever they call it when you're in like your last year of medical school, your rotations. So she's just like tagging along. The doctor is like, can I ask why she didn't get vaccinated? Because she's high risk, and now it's, you know, coming back to bite
now
her.
Now she's going
to
die.
And the family was like, well, we don't know what's in the vaccine. And the doctor just lost it and was like, you don't know what's in any of these drugs that you're telling me to give her either. Like,
Yeah, I think about that a lot. When I convinced my mother to get vaccinated, I think what got her was, I'm like, you know, you drink Diet Coke, what's in there? She's like, I don't know. I said, exactly. You smoke cigarettes, what's in there? She's like, nicotine. I'm like, and what else? She goes, I don't know. And I'm like, so what are you worried about the vaccine? You're killing yourself anyway. So, like, if it does kill you, at least you died smoking still. But she's, like, she's boosted now. She had her two shots, and she's boosted. So I don't worry about her. It's weird for her to be involved so much because she and my dad aren't together. And they have a very complicated friendship, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel bad for her. But we talked for, like, an hour and a half tonight. And I was mostly helping her get a monitor connected. But we talked about this, too. They, I guess on the 26th, he'll be 20 days out from his last positive COVID test, which they haven't done another one since then. So I'm sure they'll do another one to check. But anyway, she said they're going to start allowing visitors. And I'm like, well, let's not let the two unvaccinated kids go in there, because I don't think they should be allowed to be in the hospital around sick people when they're potential threats. But the hospital itself doesn't seem to be requiring vaccines to visit people who are in the hospital. And I'm like, that seems terrible. They have to wear masks and everything, but I'm like, why even take the chance?
Yep.
So I hate it. I hate all of it.
Yeah.
I took yesterday and today off because I told my team, like, I cannot focus on anything work related. And that's not great, because there's stuff that is just my job to do that I wanted to do. Like, I enjoy the work, so it's not like I don't want to be doing it. And then I just applied for a new role, and I don't know when that's going to start, but I get the impression I'm not in the best space to have an interview thing going on or do any sort of project. But, you know, timing is what it is, so we take our chances.
Well, here we are.
We're still doing the podcast. Becca was like, we don't have to. And I was like, no, this is the only joy in my life besides Chris. Please let me have this.
And David. And Cammy.
Oh, I do love Cammy. We did play some good Smash. Becca's been like, what if we did games? And I'm like, will Cammy be there? Cammy can't play Smash Brothers, but her being there makes a difference in how well I play.
She's right here right now. She says hi.
I saw her walking around doing Cammy stuff. Tomorrow I'm doing, I've got marching band rehearsal from like 10 to noon, and then Chris and I are going to do a hike. And then I figured out what the meat is that they use at that, you know, the place I took you in Allen Park, Manuel's for burritos the one time?
Mm-hmm.
I figured out the style of meat they use in the chunky beef burritos, because they just call it chunky beef. I'm like, is it just stew meat? How are you seasoning it? But they wouldn't tell me. And so I think it's carne guisada. And I'm probably saying that wrong. I don't speak Spanish. Last name aside.
What?
I know. I believe it's K.
K.
But I'm going to make that tomorrow. And then Sunday is the annual board meeting for the band, and I have to be there because they're voting me onto the board. So it's a very exciting and important time in my life, and everything's busy and terrible.
Well, great. I just got a really cute picture of the dog that I'm going to send you.
Good, yeah,
she really wants to be a part of the podcast.
I'm going to get a blanket made with that picture on it.
Okay. She's got one paw up on my office chair.
She's like, hey, you doing okay?
Hey, you doing a podcast?
Hey, if you need any help, I'm here. Wow, she's so cute.
I've been helping my brother and sister-in-law out because my nephew is 15 months old now, and he has figured out how to climb on stuff and also run.
Good. Yeah, he's got his legs pumping.
So, yeah, they're just exhausted, and his daycare was closed all week because COVID, and they, like, cannot really do their jobs from home. Been trying.
What?
Like, so, yeah. So I went over there tonight, and I'm going to go all day tomorrow. Just hang out. He's also just like super cute right now. So like he earlier today, my sister-in-law was like, your auntie's coming over later to play with you, and he just like looked up at her and he goes, wow.
What a dream come true.
And I was like, I'm so honored.
I feel like people like, are like that until they get to know you though, and then afterwards true. You're like, oh, okay. That's yeah, fine.
But like, I'm just the fun aunt. Like, I walk into the house and he sees me and he's just like, ah, and I'm like,
he's like, let's get fucking wasted.
Yeah, like, woo!
Becca rolls in with a six pack of Coors. One of them's got the baby bottle nipple on top. Like, let's do this.
But he does. He goes like, ah, and I'm like, ah.
How old is he now? A year and a half?
No, he's like 15 months. So
a year
between
and a
year and a year and a half, yeah.
I was close though.
And yeah, close. He can't quite talk yet. He can say da da. He says gog for dog, and gog, yeah. He says wow, and he says caca, which is supposed to be like yucky. So
wasn't
the vocabulary
he was saying,
is getting there.
He was saying cock the other day.
It's sock.
Do we already talk
yes.
about that? Yeah, we talked about that
yeah.
already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think about it all the time.
He points to socks and he goes, cock, 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 cock.
I hope he never
gets
that.
And you just have to be like, yeah, sock. It's a sock. And he just looks at you and goes, cock.
I was thinking the other day that you could really mess a child up by only ever singing to it and then only letting it watch musicals. And then you mm-hmm. send it to school. Like, maybe you homeschool it all the way through until you get to high school. And then
and
you're like, all right.
And they just think that life is like high school Musical.
Yeah. And that's the last thing they watch the day of. They're like, oh, my God, it's happening.
I'm so ready.
I'm going to get to play basketball and sing. And then they're going to get there and immediately be bullied.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I should have
one other very cute thing that he does is whenever he sips a drink, when he finishes, so he goes like, drinks, drink, drinks. And then he puts it down and he goes, and it's so funny because like he's smart enough to know that like if you laugh at something he does, he's just gonna keep doing it. So like mm-hmm. it's like he probably did that once and then everyone lost it and he's like, oh yeah,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Keeping
this
that
my,
one in the bit.
Bit now
this
yeah.
is my bit now yeah
figured it
so
out.
So he'll sip his little water and just make eye contact with you and go
I and used I to do that with time. Water and people would be like, do you have to do that every time? And I'm like, I don't realize I'm doing it, but water's fucking delicious. So yeah, mm-hmm. you ever just drink water?
My brother and I are also going to teach him to like, so like he knows to like hold a cell phone up to his ear. And so every time he does it, like I'll pick up my cell phone and put it up to my ear and I'll be like, buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. Because I want, like, once he starts talking, for him to, like, go to his little daycare and, like, pick up a toy phone there and be like, buy, buy, sell, sell.
Teach him the word crypto.
No.
Come on. Gotta start him young. Stop buying him gifts, start buying him Bitcoin.
Ugh. But no, he's next very time... fun. He's very fun right now, so I have no problems, like, going over and hanging out all day. Also, so
the nice
thing
is when he stops being fun, you're not obligated to go there anymore.
That's true.
Perfect time to move to San Francisco.
The nice thing is that, like, well, you know, I can help with him and then also free up some time for them to, like, go to the store. But also, like, another adult for you to talk to. How exciting.
The way you said go to the store made it sound like it was a code for having sex.
No.
You'd be like, hey, we're hitting Trader Joe's tonight. And then they wink. Ooh. And you're like, oh, I didn't like that. Trader Joe's means they're not using a condom because it's all natural.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. They are trying to have another kid, so that's probably what's happening.
So we were in high school, not you and I, but me and other people I know.
What?
And, and one of our teachers told us that she and her husband were trying to get pregnant. And we were like, oh, that's great, that's great. Then
and
my
then
friend Chris, who you know, Chris who had the baby, you know, when we played Mario Kart.
Yep.
He goes, oh, so you're having lots of unprotected sex. And then she didn't tell us about them trying to have a baby anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that
I just
is
think
the funny
it's a
thing.
Weird thing to tell. It's like, hey,
we're
raw
trying.
It.
Yeah, when people are like, we're trying for another one. It's like, oh, congratulations on the sex.
Yeah. Are you doing that often? Like, if I text you later, are you going to be just done? Or I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. No. I'm good.
I'm excited for you to be like, we're not trying for a baby, but it's probably going to happen.
Nah. We're
nah,
good there.
That ain't me.
That ain't me.
Yeah. All right. You go ahead and hit me with a post. Let's just see what happens.
All right. I sent you two that I found. We'll see what we get through.
Yeah, because your arm's getting tired of holding that mic.
No, I just... All right. Let me find it. Okay. Am I the asshole for refusing to cook for my husband after what he said?
Did he say don't cook?
I, female 30, live with my husband, male 35. I would assume so. And our three children, male 8, female 5, male 2. That's a lot of children.
That's three children.
Yeah, but they're all young. All right. I work as a freelance artist from home, and my husband works long hours driving. It's like a truck driver. Hmm.
Driving what?
As a result.
Driving me crazy.
As a result, I do the majority of the housework and look after our three children. Though when he's off work and home, he takes on his fair share. Our lives mean that we don't have much free time. I enjoy cooking, and as a mom, I make sure to give my children a wide variety in foods to eat. I want them to appreciate different cultures, flavors, and different types of cuisine from all around the world. To grow up kind and respectful of others. That's
nerds.
Really smart.
No, these are fucking nerds.
That's kind of what my brother and sister-in-law are doing. Like, they will get food from, like, different types of restaurants and cuisines that, like, I don't know. Growing up in the Midwest, we just had white people food. That was it. And
I like that they
so,
took him to Hot Pot and that he liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah. He goes to sushi. He eats, like, Thai food, Mexican food, all kinds of food, Indian, like, you know. So mm-hmm. he's not gonna, like, it was like a thing in school when there were kids that were from, like, immigrant families. They'd bring in their lunch and everyone would be like, ah, what is that? Ugh, so weird.
People do that as adults too, I think. Having worked at Home Depot, I can tell you.
It's so unoriginal. It's like, well, would you bring in curry? Yeah, it's delicious. Go fuck yourself.
Careful, they'll do it.
You ever had curry? It's amazing.
Yes, I've had curry.
Okay.
Potato curry from No Thai. It's delicious.
Potato curry is good.
Number 13. I haven't had No Thai in a long time. Anyway, you're reading the post. I keep interrupting you.
Okay. He's going to grow up to be kind and respectful of others. So a few days a week, 3 out of 7, my children and I cook together and make a recipe from another country. That's so nice. We all enjoy this and it gives us a perfect segue into learning about a foreign country. My husband, on the other hand, has a more plain palate. and prefers simpler English dishes that he grew up with, such as pies, fish and chips, roast dinners, etc. We eat plenty of meals like this, too. A week ago, we hired a babysitter and went to a friend's house for dinner. We were all COVID tested and negative. Congratulations.
Hi, everyone. It's Jessica. Becca's mic cut out here and will do so several more times through the show, so apologies if it seems like we're jumping around. Back to the show.
I promise it was way worse for me because all of a sudden in my ear was just the pop, sound pop. Of demons. No, it was just like...
Oh, yeah.
Not fun.
That was actually just me making a noise.
Oh, okay. All right, they were all COVID tested and negative. They nice. Cooked a beautiful vegetarian pie with mashed potatoes and vegetables. That does sound good. My husband turned to them and said, "Oh God, finally, a decent meal for once." Pickle pie banana. Oh,
that's the username.
Her username. Okay. Oh, she, the wife over here is always cooking these awful smelly dishes. What the fuck? Hurt. I looked at my husband and asked him what he meant, and he said he only puts up with it because he doesn't have time to cook something decent for himself. The meal was a little awkward after that. No shit. Imagine your partner says something like that in front of your friends. Just like, "This bitch can't cook to save her life. I only put up with it because she sucks my dick."
I like how you hesitated before saying that. You were like, can I say this on the podcast?
Is this allowed?
Yeah. Can we just say big fat load of cum then?
We put the explicit tag on this.
On every episode.
Yeah, good. All right. The meal was a little awkward after
that.
What? Ooh. Ooh. Imagine being the friends. They're all just like making eye contact, like,
They're doing it again every time they come over.
Can't wait for dessert.
Yeah. Maybe we skip the wine tonight, huh, folks?
Yeah. Maybe we stop drinking. Maybe we go home after dinner. All right. Neither of us brought it up again while there until we came home. I told him that I, quote, wouldn't stop cooking foreign food with the kids, and if he didn't like it, he would have to cook something for himself. He once again said that he didn't have time for that and I should just cook him something he likes at the same time.
I know. The audacity of men.
Which I refuse to do, mainly because when he comes home after work, he spends all his time up until bedtime gaming. Wait. That's a whole other layer.
I bet he's playing League.
4.5 hours of time after he comes home spent gaming. And has plenty of time to cook a quick, decent meal for himself and enjoy his hobby. For real. Like, it takes like 30 minutes to cook yourself something simple. Why is he asking her to cook him an additional meal? Okay. Once again this week, I cooked with my kids, and like I told my husband, I didn't leave him any. He was pissed, but he ordered takeout. The second time, he went around to his parents' house and his mom cooked for him. The next day, I got a phone call from my mother-in-law saying I was an asshole for not cooking for my husband and that I spent all day doing my hobby, my actual job, and why shouldn't he enjoy his hobby, which again, he still can and does do. I always cook for him on the days I'm not cooking anything foreign. Am I the asshole for refusing to cook for him on these days? Holy shit.
This is peak. Let me guess. Do you think that these two need to get a divorce?
This is peak am I the asshole. It's like a woman in a marriage that has no respect and her partner is horrible and so much the asshole. And she comes on here like, "I don't know. All I do is prepare him fresh meals made with love. He works 2 hours a day, comes home, jacks off, plays video games for 12 hours. And then if I don't make him a separate dinner that's special for him, he gets really mad. I
just feel
wrong?
Terrible. Yeah. I'm a terrible wife.
I just feel so bad.
I'm a bad partner. No, I think obviously the kids are the assholes. They could also eat the food and then they'd have one dinner. I don't think 2-year-olds should be having sushi. Siri doesn't know how to respond to that. I don't know why. So Siri thought I said, "The kids are the assholes. They could also hear the food." I don't know why she thought that, but it was not what
she
I said.
She was right to not know how to respond to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. This whole story. I tell you what. That.
My nephew eats sushi. He loves it. He doesn't eat raw fish, but he'll have like the shrimp tempura roll or the California roll with the little mm-hmm. crab meat.
I live in California.
I think it's good. Like if kids are exposed to different types of food early, then their palate is much more broad. Like I literally didn't have sushi until college or like Indian food or, you know, any kind of, I don't know, Middle Eastern food. Like none of it.
Yeah, I never did either. We never had Chinese food. We had Mexican, Italian, and American.
Yeah. But like all Americanized versions of the foreign food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was Olive Garden, Taco Bell, Manuel's, Manuel's, I guess, is closer to authentic, but.
Yeah. No, I think that this is great that like once a week you pick a country and you like teach them, here's what people there eat, and we're going to learn a dish that they eat there and make it as a family. Like, that is so cool. And he's like, bah, I just want mashed potatoes and boiled fish. What the fuck?
I mean, British people, they love boiled fish.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing? Do you boil a fish?
I don't know.
Won't that bring it back to life?
The grossest thing.
If you salt the water? I guess it depends on if it's a saltwater fish or not.
Yeah. If it's
There's
salmon,
not fish in the ocean, right?
No. The ocean's just water.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
Cool. Ooh, that was weird for a minute.
Could you imagine? There would be so many of them.
Yeah. The they'd all be like choking on microplastics, too. And, I'd feel bad.
Yeah, like... When I dump my garbage into the ocean, I'm like, whew, thank God there's nothing alive in there.
Yeah. I wipe my ass with microplastics, so.
Nice.
It's not good. It does not work.
Yeah, they're too small. Micro. Yeah.
Should have used macroplastics. What was I thinking?
David has it in his head that recycled toilet paper is like not.
It's already good. Been shit on once.
No. It's. But there's like the seventh generation and it's like 2-ply, it's super soft, it's great. And I want to do like a double blind butt test with him because
Becca's mic came unplugged again. It's because the connector for these mics are a little sensitive. So right now she's kind of gesturing. She looks pretty upset with herself. If only she had gotten a mic stand and a recording interface and a mic and a cable and just set it up. Oh shit, she can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hey.
I can't hear you again.
Oh, she couldn't hear me. She's gone. Okay, so she left the Discord. Now she's back.
I almost killed myself, Julie. Lee, 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 Lee,
Do you hear? Do you hear that? So right, you've had more audio issues, but you were saying something about David. You wanted to take him somewhere?
No, I wanted to do a double blind test with the types of toilet paper. I can't look up and look at you and talk into the mic.
Yeah,
the mic
Becca's given up on holding the mic. It's on the table and she's going to lean over awkwardly the rest of the time. You could raise your desk so that it's closer to your mouth and you can sit up.
No.
No, you're right. That sounds dumb. I'm an idiot. You're so smart.
I'm so defeated right now.
All right, let's take this defeat into the break, and then we'll come back and try to get through this other post.
I'll figure out something.
Yeah, things are going really well for us tonight. Like as humans. Humanity, this is our high point, our most successful thing we've ever done.
All right. Should we just go right into the next post?
So Becca's got the mic in a cup now. She's trying to drink some water, which is good because she shotgunned a beer when we started this, so she needs that hydration. Don't choke. The best thing to do is when Becca takes a drink of water is to try to make her choke. If it doesn't work, we can just choke her for real.
Jess, it's always really low effort. It's like I'll drink water and then Jess will pick up her water and go. Because I showed her a video once that was like, why do little kids always be drinking water like? And then it's a guy drinking water. And he's like.
Okay, first of all, it's hilarious when I do that.
It's true, though. Why do kids drink water like that?
I don't know.
They don't breathe through their nose while they drink.
Because they're thirsty. All right, I guess I'll read this next post. Give me one sec. Lee. Okay, I'm going to read the next one here, and I accidentally clicked it on my computer. I want it on my iPad. We all want it on our iPads.
I have mine on my iPad.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get that iPad?
I don't know. I found it.
I don't know, some bitch. Okay.
I have found it.
Am I the asshole for choosing to make my friend my medical power of attorney over my wife? I feel like this is going to be you and David at some point. You're both going to pick me instead of each other to be in charge of something important. That's fine. I get it.
No.
I trust me more than either one of you two.
No.
You're saying no, but what I'm hearing is probably.
No.
I live in my own world. My wife.
No, because you would not be a good power of attorney. They'd be like, Becca sprained her ankle, and you'd be like, you're right, we should.
Pull the plug.
We should pull the plug.
Oh my God, did you have to amputate? And they'll be like, no, why would we? What? I'm like, why wouldn't you?
She sprained her ankle. Just cut it off, doc.
Yeah,
what kind of quality of life is that?
Yeah.
Crutches for 3 weeks? Get out of here.
And then they'll be like, you know, most people, we just wrap it and they walk out of here, to be honest. And I'll be like, in English, doc.
Yeah, but it's going to be
sore. Scientists.
It's going to be sore and she's not going to like that.
She's going to bump that when she tries to get in bed. And then what? She's going to wish she was dead. We could take care of it right now. Yeah, I'm helping you. All right. Am I the asshole for choosing to make my friend and my blah, blah, blah. My wife, female 33, and I,
my wife,
female 33, and I, male 35.
You have to say it like that every time he says my wife throughout the post.
Okay. Have been married for 8 years with 2 kids. You've been, like, the 4 of you are married? I work in a hospital. I almost had her. She was taking a drink. I almost had her. I work in a hospital.
I hadn't swallowed yet when you were like, I almost had her. I was like, still not so done.
Still close. I work in a hospital and seeing some very difficult decisions over the past year, I realized I really needed to get my legal affairs in order. During this process, I had a conversation with my wife about end-of-life decisions. There are a number of situations where my quality of life and function would be low enough that I would want care to be discontinued. I expressed these concerns with my wife and what I would wish for her to do under these conditions. She insists that she would never discontinue care under any conditions. At this point, we've had this discussion 12 times with no resolution and a lot of arguing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm immovable in how I would want my care to be delivered. I would not risk being a patient with no chance of recovery, suffering in silence. I ultimately decided to name my oldest friend as my Mapoa because I know she will honor my decisions under these circumstances. My wife is pretty pissed at me. Am I the asshole?
No.
No, I think it's weird that she's not respecting. Like, if she doesn't want to go along with what you want, why would she want to be the person in charge?
Yeah. If she's like, no, I could never, ever, like, pull the plug on you, you should make so-and-so the power of attorney, because if that's what you want, I can't do that. That would be the fair thing. But she can't be pissed now that you made somebody else the power of attorney.
Yeah. You were like, no, I don't, I'm not going to do that. Or she was like, I'm not going to do that. And so you kind of got to draw the line somewhere, right? But No, we've been talking about that with my mom because she just went through her brother dying back in September, and he had none of the shit set up, and now my dad is dying and he doesn't have any of the shit set up. And even then, she wouldn't necessarily be the person because they're divorced. But she's like, I don't want any of my kids to be in that situation should I become ill. And so she told me that me and my oldest sister would, my younger sisters would be the two in charge. And I was like, perfect. And I will pull the plug immediately. They'll be like, she just came in to get a tooth extracted. I'm like, I'm so sorry for my loss. This is, oh gosh, you hate to see it happen like this. Oh
gosh.
Yeah. Well, okay. Pull it. They're like, the tooth? I'm like, no, the
she's
plug.
Like awake looking at you. Like, I just needed a ride home. They gave me Valium. Like,
yeah,
what do you...
I'm already done.
Ugh.
My mom will be like, I stubbed my toe, and I'm like, oh my God. Is this it? Is this the time? I loved you so much.
No, my mom has made it very clear that, like, similar to this guy, she's like, if there's any situation like that, just pull it.
Pull it. Like, pull a nipple?
Like, bop it?
Twist it.
Yep.
Kill your parents. Okay. I've sent you that comic. That's a comic. It's not a thing I made up. It goes, bop it. Twist it. And then the third one is, kill your parents. And then it goes, it shows the kid looking
at
the
fuck. Oh, yeah, and then it's like, dot, dot, dot.
Bop it. It's good. Did you ever try the harder bop it that had like bop it, twist it, pull it,
flick it,
punch it, flick it,
flick it,
suck it, kiss it,
suck it, yeah. Caress it,
yeah, tell it it's lick pretty. It's weird. That game got really weird.
Yeah,
we played it a lot in church. Do you have another post?
No. Wait, oh. I can find one here. This one sounds wild. Oh, nope, don't want to send it to my high school ex-boyfriend. I messaged
Why?
Nope.
I think that would
Stop
be very funny.
That.
Can we please? Can we
no
please?
No context. Send him a post that's titled, wait for it, am I the asshole for not letting my sister catch my baby during free birth?
Wait, can you send it to him?
No!
Just the conversation no, could be not. The rest of the podcast. Come on.
No!
Did you hear that they're not letting the M&Ms fuck anymore?
Yeah, I did. I sent you guys that tweet of the guy. It was like so many awkward pauses. And he's like, much like, thanks a lot, feminists. We at M&M have some updates. She's just going to wear sneakers now. Also, the orange M&M is now a flaming twink. And the blue M&M is battling depression. But there were so
Makes
many
relatable.
Long pauses in it.
That's
it
why I didn't
so
watch it, is because it was too many pauses. Like, this does not flow well enough for me.
Oh, so I was crying watching it.
You cry when you watch everything.
No, I'm not sending this to my ex-boyfriend. Also, I don't have the same number anymore that I did in high school. So
that's
it would
even
just look
better.
Like
no,
it's
that's
from
even better.
Just a random number, like,
just
am I the asshole? Didn't
cares?
Let my sister
no,
catch
cares?
My baby during free birth.
Can we send it to somebody? Who can we send it to? Send it
sure,
to Peter Honeyman.
Sure, we can send it to somebody. Let me look through my contacts.
Some
my
lucky
old,
listener.
My old piano teacher.
Get... How old are they? All the piano teachers I know were old, so.
The person that I knocked doors with in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. I don't even have their name in here. I don't even have their name in here. It just says Clinton volunteer. My college ex-boyfriend's dad.
Will he have your number?
No.
Oh, perfect then.
No, I'm not doing that.
And
that
when he doesn't answer, just send two
me.
Question marks. Like,
he's
hello?
The one that's like the super fucked chief of police or ex-chief of police.
Oh, he'll find you and kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He has like a lot of guns. He was the chief of police.
What counts as a lot?
He had one in every vehicle. Like, he just had guns
well,
in
yeah,
the car.
Sometimes you're taking the Jeep. Sometimes you're taking the F-150.
Yeah, you joke, but those were the cars.
It wasn't a joke. I just knew.
You're like, I've been following them for years.
Yeah.
No, he used to be the chief of police for Dearborn, Michigan, which is an almost entirely like Arab American population. It's the
largest population, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Iranians or just
like it's the Arab like American. Muslim population.
Yeah, it's like the largest in the country.
One was like during the 2016 election, we were all like sitting at dinner and unprompted, he says, I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever, but I can't stand Arabs. And I just said, what?
That's a concerning statement.
Yeah. What given, did, like, it's like given what the you
jurisdiction.
Said, it's like what you said to your sister last night. That's an interesting thing to say.
Yeah. So my sister, not the good one, the one who isn't vaccinated, was talking about having the nurses flick my dad 3 times an hour.
No, every 3 minutes.
Oh, every 3 minutes. Yeah. So that he can't fall asleep because she's convinced that when he goes to sleep, things get worse. But let me tell you, he's completely sedated.
He's
so I don't
unconscious.
Think, yeah, he has no sense of time. He's going to wake up and have lost several weeks if he wakes up, which is unclear at this moment. But she's saying that, and I she was saying, fine, if they won't do it, because no one responded to her, because we're like, what the fuck? She's like, if they won't do it, I'll just go in there and do it. I was like, hey, you might want to get vaccinated first, because hospitals are kind of a hot spot. And then I said, oh, but maybe they'll just, you'll end up in the bed next to him. And she responded, I heard they're separating the beds by race now. I wonder if they're doing that. And I just said, what an interesting thing to say.
Because she said, that seems like it would work in this scenario.
I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here.
It seemed like she was like high. Then she was like, I'm going to have Mike snap my ankle so I can go to the hospital and tell the doctors what to do. And it sounded like a joke, but it wasn't a joke.
Yeah, I think she's a mess personally, but you know, she found God, so she'll probably be okay.
Oh yeah, then she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like a anyway. Jim in the office, and then you'll be saved.
I don't remember that.
It was when Jim was on the honeymoon, yeah. And Michael thought he was being shaken down by the mob. He's like, "Here's what you're gonna do. You just and then." And then you'll be saved.
That was good. I liked that. Good show. You ever watch The Office?
No.
Why?
Okay. Am I the asshole for not letting my sister catch my baby during free birth? And no, I'm not sending this to my ex-boyfriend's dad. I, female, 22. I'm a mom of 2 baby boys. One is 2 years and the other is 3 weeks. It's a fresh baby. I strongly believe I strongly believe in free birth. Here we go. I'm what you could call a crunchy mom. My first son was born in my bathtub. No doctor present. Only sister and husband in the room. I caught my own baby and everything went very smoothly. But last pregnancy and birth was very rough. Only because of my family, though. For context, my sister is infertile.
Here we go. Gotta have another content warning at the beginning.
It's official. I can't have children.
Blah, blah.
I've watched that so many times. And I cry.
I'm so glad I could bring that into your life.
Her one joke that flopped, where she was like, it reminds me of my childhood, except for my 4-year stint at Children's.
No, that one's good too.
It's
Come
official.
On, you gotta get through this post.
She's already crying.
She's already losing because they know what's
official.
Coming.
And then Jimmy, when she says it's, she goes, by the way, it's official. And then Jimmy Fallon starts crying. She just looks up. I can't have children. Apparently what happened is that they did not know that the noise was going to be part of it. Like the and so they added that in like during the show live. And that just like really messed
it's what really kicked
up.
It for them.
Yeah, I couldn't
remember if that was the first sketch or not. Because they did a series of them. The one I always remember
that was
is
the
when
first
she
one.
Says... talk about how feline AIDS is the number one killer of domestic cats worldwide. That's in that one. And he goes, meow, meow.
That's in that one. Because Lindsay Lohan is like, I didn't say anything when we were drinking our way through Epcot and you wouldn't shut up about feline AIDS. She goes, it's the number one killer of domestic cats.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
I like at the end when Horatio Sands is getting up, he grabs the pancakes or waffles or whatever from the other plates. Like, it's such a small piece of business, but I'm like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and throughout it, he's like dabbing his tears from laughing the whole time
with the waffles.
With his waffle. Oh, that's good stuff. Okay, anyway, for context, my sister is infertile. It's official. She can't have children.
That's not in the post.
No.
How dare you?
It would be almost impossible for her to get pregnant, and she doesn't like the idea of a surrogate. I told my sister I was pregnant during my second trimester in front of my entire family, and she begged me to not only watch but catch my baby. Okay. I immediately shut her down. My parents are enraged, understandably, because birth is something she will never experience, but it would be very traumatizing for me to have another person pull my baby out and hold him first. When I went into labor, I only told my husband. He watched, and the birth went smoothly. But when my family found out that I actually didn't let my sister catch the baby, they went crazy, called me a selfish brat, and every other offensive name under the sun. Am I the asshole? Yes, but not for the reason you think.
That's what the first comment says. It says, not the asshole for the issue. Yes, the asshole for endangering your baby's life by giving birth without any medical professional. I will say the poster's name is idiot. Like that is good. So they know at least.
You know, people do home births all the time, but there's usually a midwife involved who in the United States typically is like a registered nurse, I think, and a license. You have to be licensed to be a midwife. And they will usually have a lot of medical supplies. And also sometimes you can have it such that there is like an ambulance like virtually standing by in case something happens and you have to get to the hospital quickly. No, it sounds like she went into labor and just like texted her husband. It was like, let's get in the tub. You're a moron. And you're lucky your babies didn't die.
I'm reading some of her comments. She says, I have a midwife neighbor who could arrive in under 20 seconds. So why not just have her there?
Why don't you just have her there?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know she's not, like, at dinner?
It says, I have a midwife very close to me. I would simply have her run over. She's a neighbor. But I do plan to have her in the room or at least the house during my next birth. Why wouldn't you just have her there?
Just have her there. It's so weird. Yeah. Someone says
people can do free birth. I have a friend who's done, like, tub births for her kids. But she has a doula there.
You have someone there. You need a medical professional there. It's dangerous. Someone says, you're the asshole for the free birth, as you call it. I am a police EMS fire dispatcher for 13 years, and I can think of at least 3 babies off the top of my head in my jurisdiction that have died because of a free birth. 2 sets of parents went to jail, 1 set didn't because they were medically handicapped and didn't know any better. Oof.
I guess free birth is different than home birth, too.
Free birth, it sounds like, as they're describing it, is with no one else present. Like just
she says you. She's not anti-vax though, which I have a hard time reconciling these two facts.
So it sounds like they're defining free birth as no one, there's no doctors present. That's what she said.
Yeah.
But like if I got into a doctor tub
and had a big old shit, that's a free birth. It's the same level of poof. I can't stay inside me. It's so angry.
A midwife isn't a doctor, though. Like, their whole shtick is, like, delivering babies safely. It says, women did not give free birth in the past. There were always midwives, even when it wasn't an actual profession yet. It was a vocation. It might have been the oldest female in the tribe or the one who's had the most babies, but somebody was always there to assist the mother. And also, in the past, many, many, many mothers and even more babies died during childbirth, which is why midwifery developed as a profession and why hospitals and doctors have become involved in the birthing process. Yeah,
like, if we didn't need them, they wouldn't be there.
Right. There's like all this, you know, it's true that people have been giving birth for thousands of years and it's a natural thing. And Western medicine probably has over-medicalized it for sure. But people have been giving birth for thousands of years and also have been dying giving birth for thousands of years. Like, it's a whole profession of people who are there to safely help you give birth. And if you want to do it at home, that's your prerogative, but like, do it safely.
I've seen Star Wars. Luke Skywalker's mom died in childbirth. And there's a robot there. It floated.
That robot couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
That robot, bad midwife.
Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't programmed for that. It was probably like an engineer droid that was like, I don't know.
I'm trying my best.
I'm going to put the old hands out and we'll see what happens.
And okay, it looks like a boy. That one's a girl.
Oh shit, there's two of them?
Fuck.
I don't know. Here you go. Oh crap.
This is getting out of hand. Now there are two of them.
I don't think you can say that with the accent because that character seems pretty racist.
A little bit.
Like the portrayal. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of stuff I never picked up on as a kid. Like the fact that the like shopkeeper was
Watto.
Super, super Jewish. Yeah. That was pretty effed. Given
a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was still a lot of racism.
There was still, yeah.
Who knew? They're still doing that? Mm.
That was also Jon Stewart went on a rant recently about in Harry Potter, the bank. It's like, we have this world where there are dragons and wizards and the bank is run by Jews.
High caricatures, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, you don't really, realize that when you're a kid, you're like, oh, this seems fine.
He's like, she couldn't get creative with, like, who's running the bank. No, they're greedy little goblins that look like old caricatures of Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's almost as if she's bad.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, and I think you're just silencing women is the problem.
Oh, fuck. I didn't think about that. But I am a woman. Am I silencing myself?
I wish you would. All right, I think that's enough podcast for us tonight. It's what we call a loose episode, and that's the term for when we cannot stay on topic.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long day. We made it through. It's very late.
This
night
is
now.
I think this is the latest we've ever recorded one.
It is late.
It is almost 11 o'clock for Becca. It's almost 10 for me.
And
David is in a different
doing
time zone
shit
entirely.
All day. I had Stop an it. 8-hour virtual offsite. And then I went and played with a toddler for 3 hours.
That's just a meeting. You don't have to call it an offsite.
It was an offsite. It was important.
But and it's still just a meeting. You didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but we did like offsite activities.
No, they were on site though. The site is your home.
Okay, I had an 8-hour WebEx meeting.
Oh my God, are you okay? That's so long.
And then 3 hours with a toddler, which was more fun than the WebEx meeting, to be sure.
You might have coworkers who listen to this, and they're going to hear that.
Oh, no, they agreed. I told them at the end of it, like, I got to go hang out with my nephew, which is going to be exhausting.
And they were like, that sounds so much better than hanging out with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well.
He's so cute. He found out he was going to hang out with me tonight, and he said, wow.
You already said that in this show.
I know. It was cute.
Okay.
I eat paper all the time.
That's not a joke. She actually does. That's why she's got the iPad and the Remarkable. She's wasting so many notebooks.
Gotta get rid of notebooks. I can't.
Shit. I'm scared about how much I need notebooks.
I need paper. All right.
And popcorn. Okay, great.
And popcorn.
I guess we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for more Dying Dad updates.
Woo.
Yeah, woo.